There's a new study that shows that, I mean, something we already knew already, I think, which is people are eating too much salt. And there's been lots of debate in this country about it because the guidelines regarding salt in food are not as strict as they are in other countries. But what's interesting is that you can find salt in unusual places. You might think of salt as being something that you would have too much of if you were eating potato chips, for example. But actually, there's a lot of salt in some breads, for example.
Well, that's it. It's depending on the type of food, the brand of the food, and the varying amounts of sodium that are included in it. And so, exactly, when you look at bread, and this was the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, Vital Signs Report from the Centers for Disease Control, and it depended on self-reported data. So it was a survey, so we have to take that into account. But they sort of looked at the foods that people tended to eat a lot of. And in terms of grocery food, processed foods, which account for 65% of all the salt that is consumed on a daily basis, bread, for example, can have anywhere between 80 and 230 milligrams of sodium in a slice. Now you go, well, okay, that's not a lot. 1,500 milligrams should be the cutoff. Most of us consume much more than that, about 1,000 milligrams more. But if you have a sandwich or a couple of sandwiches a day and you're using the upper limit, the 230 milligrams of bread, you already have 920 milligrams of sodium just from those four slices of bread before you even consider what was inside the sandwich to begin with. So it indeed makes a huge difference depending on the food that you choose to consume. Baked beans, cold cuts, pizza, sandwiches, cheese, even chicken, they found that in the U.S. at least, some of the raw chicken that was on the shelves had salt injected into it. So you're not even sometimes safe from using raw food. Sometimes they add the stuff into it as well. So it is a case of buyer beware. Look at the labels. Even though you may be purchasing a product that is similar, as in one type of bread versus another type of bread, even the same, if it's a white bread compared to a white bread, you may still find varying differences in the sodium content, and so you may want to take a look at the labels just to try to reduce that intake. Restaurants account for 25% of that, so 90% of all the sodium, at least in the United States, according to the CDC, comes from sources that are in some ways beyond your control. That is, you're depending on others to provide the food, and they put in the salt. So,
and I guess they're doing that just for flavor, just to make something taste better?
They're doing it primarily for flavor. Also, salt is a preservative.
Right.
But it's still, in terms of its preservation characteristics, you don't need that much salt to preserve a food. But it is for flavor. But as with anything, I don't know if you've tried this, Mark, where you have, you're eating a particular food and you're making your own and you don't add very much salt. Eventually, your taste buds accommodate and you do taste the food.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah.
I used to add more salt to food than I do now. I never add salt to food now, and it tastes great to me. You get used to it and you don't have that expectation for it anymore, and it doesn't bother you that your food isn't salted.
Exactly. So it's just a matter, again, of people being aware of what they're consuming. Ask if you don't know how much salt is in there. It'd be nice if there was labeling on foods, especially in restaurants, so you had an idea. Some restaurants do that. So you have an idea of how much salt is actually in the food you're consuming.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.